In Washington today, a plea for help to free a scholar who is jailed in Iran.
The Wilson Center's plea to the Iranian government is simple. Let Hala go.
That's former Congressman Lee Hamilton, who is now president of the Woodrow Wilson International Center for Scholars. It's been 2 weeks since the center's Middle East director, Hala Esfandiari, has been in jail in Iran. Yesterday, Iranian television reported that she will be charged with trying to undermine the Islamic State. Lee Hamilton called the allegations completely trumped up.
Hala's work at the Wilson Center has been characterized as part of a U.S.-backed plot to foment soft revolution in Iran. There is, of course, not a shred, not a scintilla of truth to the allegations against her. Iran is trying to turn a scholar into a spy. Hala is a scholar. She has never been a spy.
It's Lee Hamilton. NPR's Michelle Kellerman was at that news conference that he gave in Washington, and she joins us now. And Michelle, what more do we know about the case against Hala Esfandiari?
Not much, really. I mean, Lee Hamilton said he hasn't even been able to confirm whether or not charges have actually been filed. The State Department spokesman Sean McCormick was also asked about this today. He called the charges utter nonsense, but he also said he's going by what Iranian TV has reported. Esfandiari's family has hired a lawyer. It's Nobel Prize winner Shireen Ebadi. She's here in the U.S., but her staff hasn't had access to her client. And Hamilton says Esfandiari has only spoken to her mother about a dozen times since she's been arrested, but usually just for a couple of minutes, and no one has visited her in prison.
We said that Dr. Esfandiari is, I believe, 67 years old, and she had been visiting her mother, who's in her 90s and who is ill. Are there concerns about how she, Hala Esfandiari, is being treated in prison now?
Well, Hamilton said there are no indications that she's been physically abused. She has spoken to her mother and has sent word that she's okay. But Hamilton said she has been threatened and had to endure hours and hours of interrogation. As you said, this was a private trip she made in December, actually. Mm-hmm. And the whole story began when she was on her way back to the airport in late December. She was stopped. Iranian officials took her passports, both U.S. and Iranian passports. And Hamilton says from early January till mid-February, she underwent hours and hours of questioning, mainly about what the Wilson Center was doing on Iran.
Yeah, I want you to elaborate a little bit on this phrase that we heard Lee Hamilton use, which is she's accused of fomenting soft revolution. What's meant by soft revolution?
Well, the Bush administration announced last year that it would spend $75 million to promote democracy in Iran. That was something that the Iranians were furious with. Lee Hamilton says the Wilson Center actually hasn't received any of that money. It does get some U.S. aid, and it does get funding from various foundations, including George Soros's Open Society. But again, he said Hala Esfandiari's job was not to promote democracy or do any of that. She was doing conferences here in Washington and bringing together Iranians, Americans, but also, you know, throughout the Middle East. She was dealing with any general conferences on the Middle East.
Now, as you said, it was the end of December that her passports were taken and she was under house arrest in Tehran. Why did it take so long until May for this whole story to come to light?
Hamilton said it was better not to raise this to a government-to-government level until now. The U.S. government doesn't have diplomatic relations with Iran. Years of animosity is built up between them. There's this feeling that the U.S. government might not help if it speaks out about it. But the calculation changed, really, when this became formal, when she was arrested, and this idea that she will be formally charged.
Taken into Evin prison at that point in May. Just very quickly, the mood at Wilson Center, are they at all hopeful? They're very discouraged right now?
People are very nervous. They're hopeful only in the sense that maybe that it hasn't been formally announced that charges won't be brought, but very nervous.
NPR's Michelle Kellerman, thank you very much.
Thank you.